Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, I finally got up the motivation to do the cannabis user stay motivated story. All right. We talked about this a couple hours ago, we never gave you the details.
You may have just kneecapped the whole story.
Yeah. New study.
You can't kneecap that rubber doll, though. She's got no knees, man. Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Challenges the stereotype that chronic cannabis users are lazy and unmotivated. Research surveyed 260 frequent users and found no significant drop in their motivation or effort levels while high compared to when sober. Study also observed enhanced positive emotions and a slight dip in self-regulation among users when high. This nuanced approach aims to provide a more balanced view of the effects of regular cannabis use on daily life. And they hit on three major factors here.
Here's my question, though. It says that there was no drop in their motivation or effort levels while high compared to when sober. What if they were just lazy Fs when they were sober, too?
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have any indication of where these really, like, high productive functioning people when they're sober.
Well, they had 260 of them, so I imagine various degrees of motivation among all of them.
Probably.
Three key facts here. No impact on motivation. Chronic cannabis users were showed the same willingness to exert effort on tasks while they were high as when they were not.
Okay, so even if you were a lazy F to begin with, we're not blaming the weed on you becoming a lazy
F. You're just a lazy F.
Right.
I think that's where
I'm
at.
And there may be other factors.
Yeah, it's not the weed. It's just you.
Well, you always said, Todd, if somebody gets drunk, their real personality comes out. Maybe that's the same with weed. If you're lazy,
if you're lazy to begin with.
And you're high. You know,
Well, whatever you consume isn't going to make you more motivated or less motivated for that matter.
Scoundrel. Did I say youngster earlier? Young scoundrel too.
Yeah, youngster and scoundrel. Put those both on Tyler's scorecard.
I aged a lot this weekend.
What in the hell?
Just trying to expand my vocabulary into the 30s.
Stop it.
Youngins. I like youngins.
You youngins get over here. All right.
And emotional and self-regulation effects while cannabis boosted positive emotions like awe and gratitude. It also led to decreased self-regulation, making users more impulsive and less orderly.
Well, that's because, and that being less impulsive requires action.
Right, because a lot of times you will you have something in mind, and you walk into that room with something in mind, and then you've forgotten why you walked into that room. Somewhere along the second or third flight of stairs, you've lost focus. I know I came here for a reason. And then you got to go retrace your steps. I don't know if you do the same thing.
Then you remember that tacos exist. You're like, that's it.
Yeah, something motivated me to go upstairs to get something. Now I've forgotten what it is, so I have to go back. Well, maybe it was something I read on the. Maybe it was something. That's it. And then I go back up and I complete my task.
I like the boost.
In a less orderly fashion.
The boost in awe and gratitude. Yeah. I'm just thinking back on many times.
That apple I had, it tasted like joy.
Tasted like joy.
They also taught the fact that weed doesn't make you hungover. Research found no evidence of a decline in emotional or motivational function the day after cannabis use, debunking the idea of a weed hangover. Source, by the way, University of Toronto.
I do think, though, and you can tell me this maybe because some edibles, I think it's kind of a weed hangover.
It's more of a residual effect than a hangover.
Yeah. Well, it depends on when you take it. I mean, if you take it late at night.
Hangover could just be a residual effect. Yeah. It could be the drug still in you. It could still be a little high.
Pretty well, I'm going to guess it was combined with alcohol.
Yeah, you're right. I have to try it without alcohol sometime.
That'll happen.
No, don't.
Before you go blaming the hangover on the weed, you got to take the alcohol out of it to really the study.
Yeah, but I'll just drink a glass of wine or something when I do an edible. But you're right. Usually there's more alcohol involved. Right.
And when you say glass, you mean bottle, right?
Yeah, at least 2-3 glasses. Yeah, when I say glass of wine, it means more than one.
Of course,
that's what everybody means, right?
Yeah.
And the home pour, for sure.
Yeah.
The home, right. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm not ready to blame the weed on that yet.
A lot of people told me that, though. An edible can burn you out the next day. Unlike smoking, which you're really not burned out the next day. Am I right?
I have found no hangover in either case. But my tolerance is a little better than yours.
Yeah.
You've been around a little bit there.
You're not average.
No, not at all.
Yep. So, their behaviors may change a bit at the moment while they're high, but evidence shows they're not lazy or lacking motivation at all. This is 260 chronic cannabis users. And by chronic, they mean 3 or more times a week.
Oh, yeah. Well, and some of those strains of weed, you can't be called lazy if you're on a pretty good indica that you've then in the couch. That's why that phrase came about.
Yeah, that's the reason you're doing it, to be lazy. You just lay there, right?
Yeah. It's working as it's supposed to at that point.
Right.
I keep reading more and more that those labels don't really matter.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of pot geeks will differ.
They say it does.
They will beg to differ with me on that. But to me, weed is weed. I don't care.
Yeah, but the thing I've always heard is, indica's more of a body buzz and sativa's more of a head buzz.
That's what the bud tender told me in Vegas.
Yeah, but what they don't tell you is, we're not really sure if this is indica. We're not really sure if this is sativa.
Right.
Well, they don't tell you that.
Everything out there is pretty much a hybrid.
They will tell you, eat like these gorgeous ice cream cones standing in the hallway at a casino and not pay attention to anybody else.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's all. that is all clever marketing.
I bet you that ice cream place has seen a real nice jump in business since weed became illegal.
In Vegas,
Vegas.
Yeah.
Tasted like joy.
Weed.
Two nights in a row.
Kind of weed.
Yeah, 2 nights in a row.
The number I look for is, what percentage of THC is in there? And, that's usually between 20 and 30 now.
So that's like for whatever's around.
Right. 25 is pretty much industry standard.
Nick just gets handed it like an eighth of a baggie for a license plate.
Yeah.
Good
trade. I don't know what the percentage is, but it's 100% weed.
You're a grown man and you gave somebody, hey, I'd rather be masturbating license plate holder for a bag of weed this weekend.
I love my job.
I know. Exactly. You can't do that in regular jobs. And you can't do that in regular jobs to talk about your other job.
No.
You can do, to you, that was material. Happened that night, I could talk about it on the radio.
Totally. Right.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
I like Matthew's email here, being lazy while high.
Sir,
I get high to relax, so being lazy is the point, but if it comes up, I can definitely motivate myself. If I get hungry, there's nothing in the house, and my wife can't go to the store for me, I'll walk the few blocks to the store, get something to eat, which is never really a great idea. I can't imagine. I've never been to the store high, but I can't imagine that's a good idea.
It's great.
He says he ends up with $10 worth of hot dogs, but apparently they're lifesavers.
Yeah, there's a few impulse items you'll pick up when you're high that you likely wouldn't. But I try to stick to the list.
But at $10 worth of hot dogs, if you're buying just a $1.59 a package, that's a lot of hot dogs.
That's fine. You'll eat them.
But I know it's different, but you know, it's like they tell you not to go to the grocery store hungry. We've all done that before. Yeah. You throw a bunch of stuff in your, yeah.
But high hungry, but high is different, right? High hungry is a whole different thing.
Oh, yeah, you're just getting hot dogs, right? A lot of hot dogs. Yeah.
Plus, if you've never been to the store high, you should do that.
I'd probably end up with a lot of things. It would be a lot of impulse.
It's just
buying.
The lights are brighter. The packaging shines. You just walk through the aisles and like, what a time to be alive. You could walk somewhere that has all that stuff.
Do you stay longer than you should? Because you know when you just walk around, you forget where you're at for a while. How long was I here? Mm-hmm. 10 minutes? Was I here 40 minutes? You forget.
No, I'm there with my wife. Yeah. She'll always kind of glance at me when I'm hitting the pen as we're walking into the store.
Are you familiar?
She's like, really? And I'm like, yeah, why not?
With the song by the Uninvited, probably 1995. Too high for the supermarket.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. That's a pretty good description.
Right. Too high for the grocery store.
Right.
Man, now I'm hungry. All right.
Yeah. The lower.
And it works out, too, because if you're hungry, you're somewhere where there's a ton of food.
But you know as well as I know, you can say as much as you want that stoners are not lazy. And people just go, I don't believe it.
No,
That's where we're at with a lot of
things. If a stoner's lazy, they were just a lazy person to start with.
Right, right.
Yeah, but a lot of people just embrace stereotypes.
And Jim Sucks does. You know, he'll come in and tell you guys you're lazy. You know?
He has other evidence to help that besides the weed.
Yeah, that's true. He's known us a long time.
A lot of times I'll smoke before a task. If I've got to mow the lawn, of course. Yeah, there's nothing to mowing baked is great. Mowing sucks. But it's a lot better if you're just like floating through the backyard with the lawnmower.
You get good straight lines on your mowing then?
Oh, I've never
had a straight line. You're a riding lawnmower?
No.
Oh, yeah, do that.
Yeah.
None of us have riding your mower high.
With a cup holder.
You don't need a riding lawnmower. I've seen your yard.
No. But I've seen people with that size yard with riding lawnmowers. I have, yeah.
That's insane.
Because they're older guys want to ride when they like drive the damn thing.
Yeah, I've seen dudes with riding lawnmowers that take three turns on the thing. All right, done.
Oh, they just like having the machinery.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
I'd have to knock down my fence to get it in the backyard. It wouldn't fit through the gate.
If I had one of those, I'd need to get one of those beer helmets that has the two beers on the side with
just
the straw.
I
told you guys, my
with
dad.
With your vape pen hanging out of your mouth and a beer helmet. Yeah.
My dad
I'm going to be mowing all day.
Yeah. He got one of those zero turn mowers, you know, that you like you can just whip cookies on those things.
Yeah, yeah,
and when
they
sold it to him, they told him, look, don't drink when you ride this thing for the first few times until you really get the hang of it, because
I know they say don't drink for the first few times, but go ahead and drink after that. Right?
Yeah, because they
don't do that when you're buying your car either. By the way,
those things go really fast. Like
I've seen them. Yeah,
I mean those are like the ones your professional guys ride.
Yeah, those guys fly.
And my dad was like, no, they were right. I really shouldn't have been. I really needed those first few times to get the hang of it because that thing is it's crazy.
Yeah, they don't say that when you buy a Mustang.
No. No. Don't drink the first couple weeks
you're driving this thing.
Right. Yeah. I still don't want to talk about the fact that he bought this giant-ass mower after it was my responsibility years ago.
Yeah, made a man out of you. Right.
Yeah, whatever.
Right. As much as that was possible.
7-hour chore.
Okay, made a man out of half of you because you have a vagina too.
50%.
Right. 7 hours of mowing once a week.
Yeah, there's a name for whatever I pulled off. When I was a kid, where you purposely suck at something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I purposely sucked at mowing the lawn.
Which is really tough to be, suck at that.
Yeah, well, but what you can do is you run the lawnmower over like a field of rocks.
Like that move, like right. that commercial. Yeah,
that's
you
what
remember
I did.
That guy in that commercial,
I
that kid.
I did that. I took out a couple windows, taking the mower through a little rock bed.
You before that commercial. You got headphones on, you know.
You committed.
And since then, right after that, I was
Tom Petty cracked his headphones.
Right,
stoned.
I was relieved. It was a Walkman, I believe, that I had.
Oh, we were the Walkman, right?
And I was relieved of my lawn duties from that point.
Weaponized incompetence.
That's
what they call
it. That was your mom yelling it out at you. Yeah.
Weaponized incompetence. That's when you intentionally screw up the laundry. When you intentionally screw up the dishes, whatever it is.
Or you intentionally screw up cooking.
Right?
Yeah.
So that you're not asked to do it again.
Get out of here. Let me do this.
Move.
Yes.
I'll take over.
Get out of here. Let me do this.
Yes. That didn't work when I was a kid.
Really?
Dad still said, get back out there and mow the lawn.
He tolerated your incompetence.
I wasn't that good at it.
I don't think you had a choice.
I'm sure.
Well, you didn't weaponize it well enough.
Well, I mean, he didn't have any other kids. So, I mean, if he kicked me off the job, he had to do it himself.
Yeah, well, my sister certainly wasn't going to mow the yard. So, you know, Dad took it upon himself.
Yeah, but did you have a seven-hour mowing job?
No.
Yeah, see?
Does your sister mow the yard, by the way?
She likes to get plowed. Hey, y'all.
Where you at this week, Nick?
Beatrice, Nebraska, Friday night at the Rail, and Saturday night, Westside Barn Grill in Sydney, Iowa.
Sister Todd, card on Todd a long time.
That was a good one, though.
For no reason.
Your sister mow the yard? Legitimate question that I can't answer.
We'll take that call.